SOP 214. Dave, what mistakes have you made that if you could do it again, you'd bypass?
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, hello and welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I am your host, Dave Jackson, your personal podcast coach, coming to you live from my, well, what is this, my office, and the theschoolofpodcasting.com. If you would like to reach me, it's very easy. I have multiple ways. Take your pick. You can call me, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. That's 888-563-3228. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can leave a comment out at the website, schoolofpodcasting.com. And I apologize. Somebody sent me an email a while back. They're kind of saying, hey, Dave, where have the podcast been? And basically I said, here's the deal. I'm on episode 214 of the same topic, which is everything podcasting, how to plan it, how to promote it, how to produce it, tips, tricks, insights, things like that. And there are times when, you know, I go, I don't really have a good show. And rather than put out crap, so I could say, well, today we're going to talk about whatever, the iPad, which I could. Yeah. Is that really about podcasting? Here's my question I keep hearing. Does this mean that video podcasts are going to be more popular? Could be. I always hear, are video podcasts going to do away with audio podcasts? My question to that is, did TV and movies do away with radio? Yeah, because you can't watch a movie and drive to work unless you're not driving or things like that. But let's get to, so the one of the questions I got, I'm getting right to it today because it's going to be one of the points we're talking about today. Dave, if you could do it all again, what would you do differently? Well, I'm going to kind of spin this out a bit because really there are a couple things that I did when I first started out. One was when I originally started out, I was doing a good old-fashioned HTML website, and I was using a program called Feed4All to do my RSS feed. So I would record the podcast, I would upload it, I would put the location of the audio file into Feed4All, I would put a link to it on the website, and so I was constantly updating two things. That was a mistake. The easiest way to create an RSS feed for free is to use, easy for me to say, is to use WordPress. There is a website right now that's driving me nuts. I keep hearing a lot of people talking about them. They do have decent content. It's called Skinny Scoopers. It's two journalists that do news about weight loss at skinnyscoopers.com. Go look at it. It's a mess. They're using Joomla. Joomla is another kind of website creation tool. That's really cool. Like I used it on a church website I did because you could have people log in and see things that the general public couldn't see. It's got some advanced features, but it's kind of like there are many features that you just don't need to podcast. And it looks like they are using it because they want to put banners on their website. Well, hello, there's text widgets in WordPress. There are tons of themes that let you put in banners and things like that if that's what you're looking to do. And there's no way, there's barely a way to listen to the podcast on their website, so there's almost no players for it. There's no way to download the podcast on their website, and there's no like player where I can click and have it play in a new window so I can go away from your website. The RSS feed on their website, which makes it look like you can click on it and subscribe on iTunes, is invalid. Driving me nuts that they're getting all this press, and literally you can't listen to their podcast unless you go to their website. Why? Because they're using Joomla. Now, there may be people that are successfully using Joomla. God bless you. I'm just saying WordPress has a couple quick fixes in terms of plugins that get you up and ready to go. It's free. I use HostGator as my hosting. You can install WordPress in about two mouse clicks. Just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/hosting if you're interested in that. And, so that would be one thing. Use WordPress. Why? Because now when I update when I do a post, I update the website and I'm updating my RSS feed, which updates FeedBurner in my case, which updates iTunes. So that would be one thing I definitely have changed in the past. The other thing I've changed in the past from the beginning was I started off using an Audio-Technica 3035 microphone for about $200. I've also used an Audio-Technica 2020. I see it sitting here in front of me. These are condenser microphones, and they do pick up more detail when you talk, but in some cases, they pick up background noise, and they pick up everything. And so I'm now using a Shure SM58. It's a $98 microphone, and I run it through a processor, but basically, it's a decent enough microphone, and it doesn't pick up. Like, if I go back here, you're not going to hear me as much, where I have to really be on the microphone, where a condenser mic would still pick it up. You can probably still hear my chair squeak, unfortunately. So that's something that I've changed. I've gone to a dynamic microphone versus a condenser microphone. If you've got the money, go get a Heil PR40. That is something I'll probably do this year. They're a little pricey, but they're very good microphones from what I hear. And for members of the School of Podcasting, we've got coupon codes where you can get those cheap. Something that drives me nuts, mistakes that I try to do now that I don't think I did as well in the past, was getting to the point. You know, what is the show about? Here's what's coming up on the show, and then get to the show. I listened to a podcast last week. I've been trying to find some new ones, and it literally took them 17 minutes to get to the point. Man, that was annoying. Another mistake that I see a lot of people use is free stuff. You'll use Blogger. You'll use WordPress.com. Now, WordPress.com is not the same as using WordPress. I'm talking about using like a web host like HostGator, or there's a ton. You want to find something that uses the Fantastico system that allows you to install WordPress in a few clicks. WordPress.com is a free web hosting. I've helped numerous people off of free web hosting. The problem is, it's like I mentioned this before, if you have the choice of buying a starter house or just going to the big, you know, mansion in the sky, who likes to move? It's no fun. I'm actually going to be moving my one podcast about weight loss from Amazon.com because I thought it was cheap, and it was when I first started out, but now I've got over 100 episodes on that, and I'm getting bills for like $28 last month. I don't understand that because it's like 15 cents a gig, but it's a popular show. I mean, it's getting up there. And so now my bill is $28 a month. If I was on Libsyn, it would be 12. So I will be moving to Libsyn from that. I've done my Amazon experiment, and that's the whole thing. Amazon is cheap until you get popular. Sometimes you get popular, sometimes you don't. Now, the other thing that, looking back, if I had to do again, I wouldn't do. Number one, put a timing word. You know, I have a pop filter, but I keep getting P's and B's. P's and B's. Don't know why that is. I guess because I'm not talking across the microphone. I'm talking into it. But anyway, there's a tip for you. Talk across your microphone, which I'm doing now, so I will have a little less wind. But putting the word daily, weekly, monthly into your name. I have a podcast called Weekly Web Tools that, and in theory, I put out 52 episodes. I put out one every week, and I'm kind of out of content for that. And we've talked about that in the past. So I would avoid putting any kind of timely, daily, weekly name into the podcast. And then the last thing would be starting. Sometimes we go, hey, look, podcasting's fun. And it is. It's great fun. And then you have another idea and you start another podcast. Now, I talked to a member of the School of Podcasting this week. Actually, he lives in town. We actually went out to lunch. And I always use the rule of, for every minute of podcast, you spend about 4 minutes researching the topic, recording it. If you do any kind of editing, uploading, show notes, things like that, about 4 minutes. He said, look, I'm just starting out. It's more like 10 to 1. Well, think about this. One of the mistakes, I don't know what I would call it a mistake, but one of the things you can do is you really get into podcasting and you start another podcast. I've started a couple podcasts, and some of them have pod faded. And eventually they will all pod fade. I won't be doing all these episodes forever, but at this point I don't have any, you know, I'm not stopping this one. That's for sure. And a couple other ones. But think of it this way. If you turn on, if you have a bucket that's filled with water and you poke one hole in the bottom of it, that water comes gushing out of that one hole. And there's a lot of force on that. If you take your bucket and poke another hole and another hole, now you're going to have water pouring out of three holes and with not quite the same force because some of that force is going into the other holes. That makes sense? Well, the water is your creativity. It's your time. It's your content. And what I have found, even though I've got many tools that I use every morning, I wake up and I check about, at this point, probably 50 different blogs for content. And that takes time. And then when I find the content, I have one podcast for musicians. I have a lot of content. It still takes time to record that stuff. And so I think looking back, and that's kind of what I'm in the process of doing now, is I'm kind of thinning the herd. I'm actually going to pod fade some of my podcasts. Some of them that I start now, I simply say I'm not sure how often I'm going to put out a podcast. It might be once a week. It might be once a month. And that's really bad. That's really, I have to clear my throat. I'm still getting over a cold. I apologize. Not sure if I'll edit that out or not. But it's really bad. If you're trying to build an audience, you want to have some sort of schedule that you stick to, whether it be bi-weekly, weekly, even monthly. Monthly is kind of, you know, people forget about you. But I guess over time, after you've had a year, you've got 12 episodes to listen to. But I try to do mine typically weekly or bi-weekly. And I've got some that I've just really... falling off the wagon on that. And why? Well, because it takes time to do all these podcasts. So we always talk about how you have to have passion for your podcast. And I do typically for some of the ones I've started. And then I do a couple shows and I don't know, the thrill is gone. And I just kind of leave them there hanging on the vine, which drives me nuts. I'm a kind of person. I have a perfectionist streak in me. I like to do things well. And when I let podcasts just kind of hang on the vine, it drives me nuts. So that would be something that if I could do it again, there are a couple podcasts I probably wouldn't have started. And that's why they're just kind of out there, you know, hanging on the vine and things of that nature. It is April Fool's Day. And next week, which is the week of, what, the 5th? Something like that. I will be in Oklahoma. I'll actually be in Oklahoma City. If you are in or around the Oklahoma City area, you know, give me a call, 888-563-3228. Leave a message on the voicemail. Would love to hang out, go to dinner, whatever. I'm going to have my evening somewhat free and would love to hang out with you. So, again, that's next week, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Last week, I got to hang out with Rich Palmer of... I was going to say Audio Gum. It is Audio Gumshoe. That's the right name of it. He's also, if you haven't listened to Blogs of Loot, blah, 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 easy for me to say, Blogs, Views, and Blues. Now, that's on temporary hiatus. Speaking of podcasts that sometimes just you run out of equipment or not equipment, but passion or content, things like that. It's a great one. Go back, listen to the past episodes. That's a good one as well. But got to hang out with Rich and wish I had a tape recorder because we had some really good stuff that I could have used on my other podcasts, but it's great when you get to see somebody in person. And Rich, man, I don't know if you lost weight, but you do not look like your picture. You're looking good, looking one sexy beast, my friend. And I got to hang out with the Palmer family, and they introduced me to some Chinese place in Dayton, Ohio, which is where I was last week. So if you're in Oklahoma, look me up. And that's going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. So just a review. Think twice about starting another podcast. Always try to get to the point. Definitely don't take 17 minutes to get to the point. Avoid free stuff, especially for hosting. You know, Podomatic. Ugh. Did I say Podomatic? Ugh. You know, now there are good services like Podtrac is free. Blueberry is free. I'm talking about for your hosting, where you put your website, not where you promote it. And for God's sake, just use WordPress. Forget Joomla, forget Drupal, forget TypePad. If you're going to do a podcast, you can make phenomenal looking websites with WordPress. You can use it as a blog, you can use it as your website, and you can use it to podcast. I'm all about WordPress. So that's going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I am your personal podcast coach, thanking you, really, seriously. Thank you very much for listening to me. I hope you enjoyed this episode. You can contact me, again, 888-563-3228. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can leave a comment out at our website, schoolofpodcasting.com. If you want to start a podcast, I am just sitting right here waiting for you to come. We have another webinar coming up soon when I come back from Oklahoma. And that, again, everything is out at schoolofpodcasting.com. Because keep in mind, if you don't start a podcast soon, 2010, let's face it, March is over. Your competition probably is. Yeah, so jump on board. Come on, I'm waiting for you. The water's fine. And until next week, that's assuming I have good internet connectivity in Oklahoma. Class dismissed.